I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is Pistol Shrimps Radio, where we call Pistol Shrimps basketball courtside. We sit right next to the basketball players that we call basketball.
Except tonight we're doing it hotel side. That's right. We are literally in Washington, D.C., watching the game on FaceTime in our hotel room where our man in the West, Stephen Bridle, who's normally our courtroom sketch reporter, has been kind enough to set up a FaceTime for us to watch it and still call the game 3 hours and one big coast away.
He's become our AV man, our sort of audiovisual Sherpa in this situation.
That's right.
Steven's on the scene. We're in the West Coast.
We can see him right there. My name's Matt Gorley.
My name is Mark McConville, and the Pistol Shrimps are playing basketball tonight in North Hollywood, California at the North Weddington Gymnasium. Their opponent tonight, Space Glam, I think
you're right. And we are at the Gaylord National Institute Retreat Resort and Convention Center here in Oxon Hill in Maryland, D.C.
The D.C. metro area. I was informed by my uncle and aunt and cousin at dinner tonight, this is not Washington, D.C.
Normally, we call women's rec league basketball, which is what we'll be doing tonight, come hell or high water and devil be damned. But we're also in D.C. Why? Tell them, Mark.
Well, because we're calling and doing a sort of investigative story on the Scripps National Spelling Bee.
Investigative my tootie. This is just a reportage, journalistic salvo in...
It's like a reporting montage.
Right. We're actually doing episodes and calling the Scripps National Spelling Bee. We'll be doing some interviews and insights leading up to the final championship on Thursday, where we will, in fact, like we do with these basketball games, call play-by-play, or if you will, spell-by-spell, of the Scripps National Spell.
Do you think that's how they put it, spell by spell?
That's how I put it, Mark.
Because they're not really doing a play. Matt, I know people probably have already heard stuff, but since we put up the podcast earlier today where we took the written preliminary exam, we went and sat in the room while some of the contestants spelled words live in front of our faces. What was your impression of that?
My impression is, and I've seen this on television before, my heart wrenches with how adorable I find these children. Do you know what I mean?
Oh yeah, just they're in their element at such a young age.
Every single one that comes up to the mic, I think, please, dear God, get it right. I care so much for you.
Yeah,
and I'm crushed if they don't. But so many of them did. I mean, it was crazy. Very few got eliminated.
506, just over 500 entrants.
Yeah.
61 eliminations today.
That's
62
it.
When poor Eleanor went out.
She was the last
speller of the day, and she didn't get her word, and she knew it as it happened.
She's going to have a wonderful life because all of these children are the shining best among us. I am certain of that.
They're not from The Shining, though.
Well, if they were, they would know how to spell things just by shaking their finger and doing a little drool shake.
But you're not allowed to bring a mirror up on the stage.
What's up, Doc?
Red rum?
Red rum. Language of origin, please.
Crazy hotel.
Part of speech.
Noun.
Roots.
It's from the Nicholsonian era.
Okay. Pronunciation. Are there any alternate pronunciations?
Just the one. Red rum.
Okay. Red rum. R E D R U. M. Red rum murder?
That is correct.
Well, here we are. We're in my hotel room. We're sitting on one bed in the...
Not a whole lot of chairs here at the Gaylord National Convention Center and Spa for Women.
Although there are a lot of lamps here at the Gaylord National Endeavor Center and Space Launching Shuttle plant pad.
My room's got probably 8-9 lamps.
Two of them are right next to each other.
Doesn't make any sense. I'm with you on this, Matt. But Matt opted for a double queen room.
I didn't opt for anything. I didn't even get an option. That's just what I was
given. The guy just gave it to you.
But
yeah,
it turned out probably best in this situation.
I know, Matt, from traveling with you, that you do like the sort of double bed action because you can sleep in one and watch TV in the other.
Really? I don't even think I know that about myself.
I feel like up in maybe San Francisco or something like that, you had a TV watching bed and a sleeping bed.
It's in my contract rider.
I, of course, prefer the king bed so I can sleep like a starfish.
I would prefer the king bed, to be honest, because I watched Netflix last night in this bed and slept in it.
Can I give you a little hotel secret here at the Gaylord Stables, livery, and otherwise animal shelter?
Sure.
There's Netflix on the TV.
You have to log in with your personal info. Make sure to log out.
I'm going to log out. Yeah, I'm no dummy. I put a post-it note on the TV.
You came with post-it notes?
Yeah. I made one.
Oh, boy.
I made one out of the Bible.
There's a 50-50 chance that during this podcast I turn on Netflix and start watching.
Matt's already laying down, folks, so.
10 best bird's nests.
That's the show you're going to watch? Yes. I don't even know that. I guess an eagle's nest is pretty impressive. Condor nest.
Oh, no. It's Are those you talking one about? Birds on the planet Earth that this is my spirit animal, the one that decorates its home to attract its mate, which is clearly what I subconsciously did to
a
man.
You think you'll end up as one of those?
If I wasn't, I already come from one.
Oh, that's an interesting thing to think about with reincarnation.
Yeah.
Where I think I'm going to become an otter.
Oh, you should be so lucky. I love them too.
But then you're saying maybe in a past life you were a decorative bird.
Or I'm working to be one.
Yeah, I guess you don't really know how that's going to work.
These birds literally decorate, though. They're not just like, it's like they're rearranging.
How's the structural integrity of the nest, though?
But it's not a nest. Like, it's like a stump, like a hollow stump. And
these birds decorate a stump?
No, they decorate the area around it. Like, they put flowers and twigs, and they make almost like you would put furniture in a room. Haven't you seen that Planet Earth where that bird does that and he wins the love of his mate?
I don't own a television. I do own a television, but I've never seen that, Matt. But I'll watch it.
It's
based on
your
Planet recommendation.
Earth here on Netflix here at the Gaylord International Resolve.
Maybe I'll check it out tonight as I'm drifting off into dreamland or whatever that word from Australia was that we heard today.
Archetungo or something?
Archetunga. Somebody from Australia is going to write into the show.
Well, they should. Now, Steven.
Kids spelled that right. Steven, can you hear us?
Yeah, yeah.
Tell us what you're up to tonight. It's a little something different. If you're just tuning into this podcast, A, I wonder why. But B, Steven will do these brilliant courtroom sketches of some of the things we talk about, and they get posted online. But tonight, you're doing something special. Isn't that right?
That's right. Dave can't see this, but you can. So maybe you can describe what I'm holding up. I'm holding a big.
That's a big canvas.
Yeah. What substance is that? Is that like Masonite? What do you got there?
It's a nice sturdy foam board tonight.
Foam core. Yeah. Yeah. All
right. Right now, the word pistol in sort of a funky font with a basketball dot in the eye is going on.
But what are you talking about? Yeah. 42 by 36 inches there.
How big
is that
boy?
Is that?
You know, it's whatever target threw away and was throwing out in the dumpster, and I went.
Wait,
oh,
you went
yeah.
dumpster
you went
diving?
Dumpster diving
target?
For art.
I love it.
Pistol Shrimps Radio found art.
I went shopping for a coffee maker, and I came home with an art piece and a project.
We should all be so lucky. So you're going to do some big art tonight.
Oh yeah, baby.
That's good.
so big. All right, I'm going to get back to you.
Okay. Well, it looks like the teams are actually hovering. Now, we should mention that we have most of the field of vision in our laptop screen, in some ways more than we see live.
But I'm going to take some wild guesses as to who's playing tonight. It does look like there's a Hanma Boogie.
Yeah, so it's a little blurry for us. And I know Amanda's there, although she was getting something from Molly out of our storage bench and then dropped the lid on her foot. And so she... Hopefully she's not too...
Was she using her feet to get something out of the storage bench?
Oh, she uses her feet for everything at the house.
Picking up stuff?
She's like that
cooking
guy in Freaks that rolls a cigarette with no limbs.
She's like the guy in Freaks?
Yeah.
Is Freaks a thing on Netflix that I need to watch after Planet Earth?
I doubt that's on Netflix. It's probably on like Shudder or Mubi.
Is it a documentary?
No, it's a classic old movie with actual circus freaks. You never heard of Freaks?
One of us. Heard of them. I am one.
Hello.
Hama Boogie's over there. Did I say that?
I'm pretty sure I see Jesse Thomas there. Yeah, and I think Maria's Captain Blasucci's there as well.
So based on the basketball aspect of this FaceTime attempt at doing a
Ooh, they just did a cheer off.
Yeah, interstate basketball podcasting. Oh, this is going to be
Paisley.
Tough.
I can see Paisley, definitely.
We're going to do our best to call the action, folks, from across the country. This is Pistol Shrimps Radio.
And it looks like the tip-off is about to happen. Referee Hanrahan McGillahan. And there it is. And it's your guess as good as mine as to what's happening.
It looks like Space Glam has the ball, and they're passing it around. And the shot goes up, and it's no good. And the rebound, that's Paisley Gray. I know that rebound form anywhere.
Oh, yeah.
And they're going to head on down to our area where the camera is.
That's definitely Melissa Stetton there.
We got Paisley Gray, 53. I saw it on the screen. Hama Boogie passes to someone in the corner. Paisley Gray, she scores.
Oh, wow. Very nice.
So it's 2-0 in favor of the Pistol Shrimps with 19:25 on the clock.
Mark, does basketball feel different in Washington, D.C.?
Does it feel different? It does feel different to watch it on a laptop.
You know, hotel here at the Gaylord Preserve and National Rebarb Pronunciation.
Are there any alternate pronunciations?
Yeah. National Rhubarb Preservation. Oh.
So R-H-U. The Pistol Shrimps will head down here. Jesse Thomas has the ball.
That is not correct. It is weird that when they get out, they get a bell, which I normally associate with victory.
When they get it right, a lady goes, correct.
Yeah.
Anyway, this guy, I'm going to do a lot of emails, I think, tonight, Matt, because we had a bunch from last time. Remember, we had all that package, all those packages.
Oh, yeah,
all
by the way, that was so nice. Thank you all for sending in so many wonderful birthday salutations.
Space Glam has the ball on the three-point line. It looks like they're going to try to pass. Who knows? Maybe that's what they're doing.
Can you? Is it 2-2? Can you read the score?
It looks 2-0 to me, yeah.
2-0, yeah.
Thank you. We've got Steven there in the field.
Jump
to
ball
corroborate.
There.
Ooh, some Space Glam goes down. It looks like we might have our first free throw scripture of the night. No, not going
to
happen.
No, just a jump ball there down at the far end of the court. So the Pistol Shrimps must have had the possession arrow, and they'll take the ball towards the iPhone. What kind of iPhone are we rocking here, Steve? Is this a 6, 6 plus, 7, 7 plus? Is it
an
S?
We got a 7 plus. We got a 7 plus. I couldn't go for that 8.
I get it.
And also, we should have asked you this before. What kind of data plan you rocking? Because is this going to hurt you?
That's a good question. I asked my dad earlier today, and he said, I don't know. We'll find out. So.
Oh, wow. Well, this podcast is brought to you by the Bridal Clan.
No kidding.
The Bridal Clan, streaming anything you want, all you've got to do is ask them, and that goes for every listener. Here's his phone number.
Shots up from Space Glam, but Paisley gets another rebound here, and the Pistol Shrimps will try to put a couple points on the board. Hama Boogie inside. She has the ball stripped from her possession. Who's that referee right there, Maddie?
That's referee Tiberius H. Menakles, who was the first Greek wanderer ever to go on a trireme mission of boats into Asia Minor before Tamplarentine the Oblios had a baby factory opened in the name of Sweat Hogs.
And now he's just reffing rec league basketball?
Yeah, the common path.
Yeah. As the old story goes, shot from Space Glam, no good. It looks like a lot of whistling from that fella there. Some talk going on from the referee here.
Mark, it's been a couple weeks, or maybe a week or 2 weeks. I don't remember. But how's Roger Daltrey's Days of Light settling with
you? It's not really aging great. But
it started so strong that it can even afford to lose a little in your esteem.
It can afford to lose itself in a hole and never be found again.
How's Robert Plant's 29 Palms?
Now that one, as you and I have discussed, I used to listen to KQRS 92.5 classic rock when I would get ready for school in the morning. I feel like high school. That was playing during that time. I do remember that song from that era.
So you have any nostalgia for that?
I have more nostalgia for Led Zeppelin.
Well, that's not what I asked.
It looks like...
Ooh, 2 points there, I think.
Yeah, tie ball game here, about 17 left. Oh, 15:56 on the clock.
Okay.
Matt's getting a shitload of emails.
Yep,
during
my
this.
Charter Spectrum statement is ready.
Time to pay the old cable bill, Matt. What Jesse if I Thomas got an inside? She shoots. It doesn't go in.
What if I got an email during this that's like, Matt, it's Putin.
And then what? What else?
I don't know, but that's all you saw.
All I saw was you were getting an email from Putin
that said, Matt, it's Putin.
Well, Matt, I'd like you to shut up and do some scriptures.
And Banksy, the original dust artist, did a flower baton.
Free throw's good.
And the parade ended with Chelsea, the go-between, inventing the first GoBot out of straw weeds and dirt kids.
Oh, and the ball goes out of bounds.
I am determined and only half joking when I fantasize that we get embroiled in some kind of espionage scandal while we're
here. We're here.
Yeah.
It could happen, I guess.
Also, we are here in DC and we are going to be doing this meetup. It'll be Friday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at the Watergate Hotel rooftop bar. Come on down.
I told my uncle, you know, if he wants to come, he can come. And he said, you're going to the Watergate Hotel? Get ready for disappointment.
Why?
I don't know.
What does that mean?
I guess maybe it means that Jesse Thomas just scored a basket.
That's 4-2 here on Pistol Shrimps Radio.
Big long pass from the old Space Glam team.
Mark, I bet some crazy shit's been done in this hotel, but never this.
This has never been done in this hotel, I can almost guarantee.
Or any hotel.
We're really trailblazing here.
We're first-timers here.
Now, this guy here says his name's Andrew, and he wants to come have a drink, but he wants us to go to Baltimore.
What? Hold on.
He's from Baltimore.
Free Three Scriptures.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Justin, the kid who had a haircut that was sort of spiky but also long in the back, had a rehearsal for his new show that he was doing. It was a one-man show called Three Sisters.
And Chronicles 710 says that he took those frosty tips and cut them off at the hips and put them in the ground so they would grow up to be slips. And he'd sell them to the women in the village who said, this isn't a village, it's a town. And they all left with a frown.
5-2 in favor of the Pistol
Scriptures. Got a rhyme.
Well, is there any actual biblical stuff that rhymes?
Psalms? Do psalms?
Psalms?
I don't know if they do.
Could you know 29 psalms?
29 psalms.
I feel like you said that last week.
I feel the heat of your desert heart. Taking me back down the road. If you're just listening to this, check in your feed. You've also got another episode from today, and that's our
right.
First Pistol Shrimps National Script Skelling Bee, Skrillex Bee.
Where we did some EDM music and
some
ASMR. And some BDSM.
And some BTK Killer.
We tried to get it all done. Ooh, I think that's VUP 450 right there, number 24.
Yeah.
Allison, she's playing basketball. It is tough to do this with the laptop back.
You know, it's more comfortable, though.
Yeah, you sure are just laying down. I don't know how you're doing this. Are you doing Pilates and napping at the same time?
Explain what I'm doing, because I'm not
sure. Matt's got two queen beds with a gap between them, as it is in a hotel room, and his hips are on one bed and his feet are on the other, and he's got his legs extended over the gap.
Because this is kind of what I do every morning when we have our coffee, and then Margo insists on sleeping on my legs on the bridge part.
Pistol Shrimps with a fast break. VUP 450 lays it in. Perfection.
What score are we looking
at here? It
looks
like 10-2.
With 12 minutes left on the clock, something
like
that.
Sounds like it.
Shrimps are looking good. This season has been strong. The girls are back with a passion and all kinds of basketball satisfaction.
Let's see. The Pistol Shrimps will pass the ball. Jesse Thomas has a fast break. She's going to lay the ball up, and it's going to go in.
Looks
look at that.
Like another
it looks
two
great
points.
On this. That looks great. When she scores,
She's
driving right down to our basket here.
Yeah.
Shrimps are 7-1 on the season here, folks. If they win tonight, they'll be 8-1.
Doesn't it look, though, like you're watching Pistol Shrimps in stop-motion animation, though?
Yeah, there is a little bit of there's some quality and clarity issues going on.
I mean, there's no complaints. But yeah. it does feel like this is a tool video.
This is a Henry Harryhausen.
Oh, Ray Harryhausen?
Harryhausen. I thought his first name was Harry for a second there.
What was that song Tool had? What was their big hit?
Sober?
With? Well, the one with the stop motion animation.
Yeah, I think it's
up.
Sober.
How did it go?
Why can't we be sober?
That's
what
right.
must the neighbors think? Another 2 points for the pistol shrimps there, Matt.
29 pounds. I feel the heat of your desert heart.
Any amount of uncomfortable that I feel when you do that in the gym is magnified by 100 in a hotel where there are children sleeping.
Trying to get their spelling
rest
out.
We got a timeout here, Matt. I like to read an email from a kid named Jesse Coomer. Thanks for doing Coach Helzevec last week, he says.
Hey, it's no problem. I just got a weekly write in here. Sauce brigade down to the train stazione.
He sent you the kind bars, the shrimps, socks, and the Millennium Falcon.
Kind bars in my pocket and ate them on the plane here.
So thanks for that.
Thanks, friend.
Thanks for everything you put out over the years. I'm hoping to maybe make the drive out from Pittsburgh to D.C. for the spelling bee.
How long does that take?
Don't do that. I'm just telling you now, don't.
Especially since we're doing the Pittsburgh National Counting Bee next week.
Your number is 17.
17. English word of derivation?
The first half is seven and the last half is teen.
17. 1, 2, 5. Oh,
ding.
I won.
Someone is sending us a package about when we said nobody's challenged ZZ Top's beard having.
Yeah.
This lady, Amy Devereaux, says something's coming from Australia.
Oh,
to prove that there's a bearded band out there.
Is it Duck Family? Who are they?
It's probably the Duck Family.
Duck Dynasty.
Hi, I'm John Duck.
And I'm Martha Duck.
And we're running for county slam dancers.
That's right. I broke my teeth and cut my teeth and my bona fides. I went to a Fishbone concert in Crenshaw High Auditorium when I was in college.
And I cut my boner on a fish concert. So you know that we got real high.
Oh, to be Prince Caspian, float up on the waves.
No, what is that?
That's a fish song.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Where are my fish heads?
How deep into fish are you?
No, I don't know because I had a girlfriend who was big into fish, so it's a cursory knowledge.
I had a fish album in college.
Which one?
Which one did I have?
I did like the ones that she gave me.
It's got like llama.
Oh.
The song Llama's on it. It's got an orange on it.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
They were decent for me, but it's not music I'm really going to stick with for very long.
Never been into jam bands.
I've never been into jelly bands either.
Now we're talking.
What about peanut butter bands?
Oh, definitely.
There is a band called Peanut Butter Wolf.
Oh.
So there is at least one peanut butter band.
Okay. The score
14-2?
Is 4-0. That's the best I can do for what I see.
Fast break there by number 23, question mark? 33. Oh, that's Molly Hockey right there.
Molly Hockey.
She had a fast break, but I think she traveled or the referee did something. Mm. That's referee Nathan Hot Dog. No relation to
Nathan's
hot dogs.
Okay.
He's not from Coney Island. He's not consumed on the 4th of July in mass quantities.
Mm. Doot, doot, Steamboat Willie, nice cams, Betty Grable, taking his knee.
We're almost at the 9-minute mark here. It's 14-2 in favor of the Pistol Shrimps. They might as well end this one right now.
That's right. Little too far away for us to see. I am also a good 5 feet from the computer.
Yeah, you've really stepped away from the visual aspect of this.
Do you mind if
this.
I turn on Netflix?
Do you want to do that?
There's a new episode of The World's Grossest Desserts.
How are you going to turn it on if you don't have... Are you going to watch it on your phone?
No, the TV.
You're going to log in?
I already did.
Oh, you did?
Oh, you watched on your computer?
No, I watched on my TV.
Yeah, me too.
So let's watch World's Grossest Desserts while this is going on.
Zumbo's World's Grossest Desserts.
What do you think's on that list?
It's beef.
I made you a tuna cake.
Did you watch Jumbo's or Zumbo's Best Dessert, Just Desserts?
I want to know how you are finding things to watch.
It's the
Do
algorithm.
You skip right
no,
over?
This is presented
so you watch
to me.
One shitty thing and then the rest of your life
but
you only are
out
served
there that's
garbage?
Seen this thing will know what I'm talking about because he is this Australian dessert maker and he really is very sweet but has little charisma. And there's this other chef, this woman that's like his protege, but she only appears occasionally. And she's down at the like lower part of the studio, and because
he keeps her in
goes,
a cave.
Okay, everyone, come on, let's go, here we go, and that's it.
That's what the guy does.
No, that's what
Zumbo does.
That's what his girl protege does. And
she's
then there's another hostess that runs the thing.
And they make crappy desserts.
No, they make the best desserts they can, but it's really British Bake Off.
That's everybody's trying
Charlie
to grab
Chocolate
that
factory.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Yeah. The score is ebb to ghost. 7:10 left on the clock. Bionicle 7:10 tells us that the Toys That Made Us Lego episode is out now. I watched that last night in room.
I might watch that tonight. They're That's Danish, correct? The Lego.
That's right.
It's from Denmark.
From Brilland.
And what are they made out of?
Plastic.
And how many are there on the Earth?
Six.
There's six Legos on the Earth.
That's right.
How do they build that Millennium Falcon?
It is actually time for free throw scriptures.
Start us out, Matt.
Babe came out of the woods in Toyland to deliver letters, mail, and babies to anyone who had rabies. And a basket full of kryptonite was the Spin Doctor's first song in the Bible era, but got retooled and retweaked until today.
Both free throws were good for the Space Glam team. It's 14-4. Pistol Shrimp's up by 10 here at North Weddington Gymnasium, except we're at Gaylord National Gymnasium, except it's a bed place. That Mark, was almost a free throw scripture in announcer voice.
You went to dinner with your uncle cousin, and I...
My aunt, my uncle, my cousin. We had mahi.
Yeah.
My uncle, they always go to a seafood place, and I don't love seafood. I guess I could have got something else, but sure. I had fish, and it was good.
Free throw scriptures.
The fish wanderer, Bonnie Glassbottom, had a... had a filing to do with her paperwork lord.
She invented a glass bottom carriage, and all the people inside said, "This is still just a bunch of dust. Can I get my shekels back?"
Of course the people said no, and Bonnie was banished to the woodland area where a series of squirrels had their way with her.
Until she discovered the solution, which is capturing a shark and putting it dead on the road for people to drive over, and by the time they got to them, it was a putrid mess of dirt and buzzards.
But people paid double to go by twice.
I went to dinner by myself, and I had something called fancy fries.
How fancy were they?
They were so good.
What made them fancy? They had duck fat? They do a duck fat fry?
No, they had like a vinegar reduction or something, and Parmesan and
some of those little toothpicks with
chives.
The little frilly thing on the top?
No, they came in a bowl. It was like basically French fry cereal.
That's perfect food for you.
But I also had two cocktails, and this was for dinner, by the way, and then I came back to the hotel and fell asleep.
Yeah.
And woke up for this because it's past 11 here.
Don't fool yourself, friend. You never left the hotel.
Ate
the restaurant in the hotel,
well,
right?
The lobby, yeah.
Yeah.
But it looks like it outside.
Uncle Chester's steak around.
It's like we're living in a biodome because the whole
lobby is a
giant atrium, and it does feel like we're in some kind of downsizing thing.
Pistol Shrimp's just scored again. I think it's 16 to Slage.
Chameleon lying there in the sun, all things to everyone, run away.
Matt, you want me to sing any songs?
Yeah, could you do that just as loud, please?
I feel
Steven.
Like now you're leaning into Letterman territory where Steven can hear everything you're saying, so you're gonna get to yell stuff.
Rupert, will you order the Paul Schaefer sandwich, please? I like black and white, dreamy black and white.
Oh, we've got an art update.
Black and light. Oh, look at this. Red rum. We got a kid spelling
kid
red
spelling
rum.
Red rum.
Beautiful. What's on the left there? What is it? Keeps moving around. Keeps moving.
Oh, 29 palms down there.
Okay.
We got
it's a whistle. Referee's whistle. Nice. Yep. This is gorgeous.
I love it.
What's up
at
the top?
It was a shrimp. It was a Pistol Shrimp's radio.
Got it. Got it.
Yeah.
It's a weird ass.
Did you ever listen to Slade?
Not on purpose.
Oh. They were the first to do Come On, Feel the Noise, that Quiet Riot cover.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
And then they did that other one you just kind of sang?
Yeah, Chameleon.
Oh.
Were you not, you don't remember it? I could sing it.
I got
again.
It.
Okay.
Oh,
two more
Space
points
Glam.
For the Space glamours. Glampers.
You ever go glamping, Matt?
Never been glamping.
I've only been camping.
You ever been clamping?
What's that?
Where you just go out in the woods and put a C-clamp right on your cram.
I'm doing it right now.
Oh, I should have noticed.
You ever go out champing?
Hell yeah.
That's where you're the number one.
Sporting goods?
It's where you're the number one camper on the campground. There's a whole tournament. It's whoever can set up a tent the fastest. This is Pistol Shrimps Radio, 2:22 on the clock right now.
My name is May.
My name is sit down on the edge of the bed because there aren't enough chairs in this goddamn hotel room.
We got more beds than chairs, rest assured.
Isn't that the something that's going
it
on?
It is the something.
All right. Looks like we got an inbound pass here coming from someone. Hard to tell. The camera can only cover so much ground. Pistol Shrimps will inbound here.
Your mom was in town last week.
She sure was.
Love her to death.
She's a great.
Also found out we both have an affinity for Eric Clapton, so we really bonded over that.
Mom's got some deep cut Eric Clapton. She saw the Yardbirds when she was in high school.
I know, and the Beatles.
And she's not sure if Eric Clapton was in the band, which makes me think he wasn't.
No, well, he was only briefly in. I bet he didn't even tour. Who goes? That could be
wrong. Oh, Vup 450 will lay the ball up. Doesn't go in. She's mad. I heard a yell, but she gets the ball back. Right, I'm just looking at this email here while the Space Glam
is
going to...
I'm just looking at you. Look at that email.
Thanks for helping out.
You got it, buddy.
What the hell? This I just have to read.
Okay.
Love the show. I listen while walking the track at the elementary school I work at on my lunch break.
Oh, nice.
Students have been noticing me laughing to myself and think I'm just the crazy school nurse. They'd be right. Some stuff. Their boyfriend introduced me to the show. In the beginning of listening, my boyfriend, Jeremy, called me Boogie, as you all use this term as a term of endearment from time to time, and it's the nickname of the amazing Ingrid. The name Boogie morphed into Buggy over time, and it's all I go by. Jeremy and I are powerlifters and belong to an amazing powerlifting gym in Fort Walton Beach, Florida.
Wow.
My fellow gym members have taken it upon themselves to cheer me by my nickname during heavy lifts and meets. If they only knew the silliness in which they were... to which they were referring. We tried to explain the origin of the nickname to one of the older members, but he seemed lost halfway through the explanation, and I think I heard him mumble kids these days under his breath.
I think it's truly in the Pistol Shrimp spirit to take a nickname like my Boogie and evolve it into what you need it to be.
Well, this will be perfect for halftime here, Matt, because it's halftime here. What have we got? 16-6?
There's the buzzer.
16-9?
No,
16-9.
Parlo to Cabios.
All right. So for halftime here, keep up the good work. And if you read this on air, I'd love a little bit of sleep talking for Kara, who ridiculously wastes Pistol Shrimp's radio on sleeping. Okay. Remember that lady?
Yeah.
Yeah. Kara, just stay asleep.
Kara, whatever you do, don't wake up right now. But do know that the world outside of your consciousness is now gone.
It's bending. It's not gone. It's just constantly bending, so it appears to have disappeared.
But a rogue wave of flame, fire, and tarnation is heading its way toward you.
Everyone you've ever loved is just going to turn into a raincoat.
Michael Myers, Jason Voorhees, and fuck that Freddy Krueger guy. He's not invited, but those other two, they're on either side of you giving you nail dips.
While you're sleeping, everyone you know is getting rhinoplasty, but completely unnoticeable. So when you wake up, their noses are going to look the same, but they're not.
And they also got liposuction, except just in their toes.
Every short person will remain the same height. It's the craziest thing.
You also have been sedated, and your teeth have been one by one extracted and simply put back in the same place but turned around 180 degrees.
So have a great nap.
Also,
wake up!
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door.
Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It's halftime here at Pistol Shrimps Radio North Weddington by way of the Gaylord Restitution Center and Kellogg's Wellness Center, where we bake cornflakes and I think use it as a weird excuse to get touchy with ladies, if yeah, I remember that.
That sounds about right. Was that the road to Wellville?
Yeah, but then
we're
also
on the road to Wellville.
Making cereal.
Oh, Steven's kind of...
Sorry, guys.
We got some...
I'm getting car
changing it up. Matt, don't look at the screen. I'll tell you when it's safe.
Do you have the Ezignus?
Pistol Shrimps are looking great.
That's right.
Tonight, they're really putting it to the Space Glam team. There's a buzzer, so that means the second half is going
to
start.
We ought to consider this every time, because...
You just want to do it from home?
Right to bed.
Matt...
I mean, come on. This is comfy. I'm not even wearing pants on my legs.
I've been taking off clothes while we've been doing this.
Strip podcasting. There's my Boogie. There's my Baisley. There's my Blasuch. There's my Thomas. And someone's blocked. Who is that? Stetton? And my Stetton. My Stetton.
Yeah, we got a nice lineup here as the second half begins for Pistol Shrimps Radio.
Season 2.
Season 2
of this game.
It's the second half. It's not. My ass is completely asleep from sitting on the edge of that bed.
But in true in-person Pistol Shrimps fashion, we did share a bag of Snickers.
We sure did. I went and got a little Snicker snack last night. There's a 24-hour marketplace, and it's time for Pistol Shrimp Scripture Tips.
Everyone in the village of Bethskemini had come down with a type of rabies on their lips.
No one had explained it to anyone else, for no one was a medical expert.
Until the salt doctor came to town and sprinkled a little bit of his love dust on all of the people.
His name was Dr. Torp, and what he did was sprinkle his fingers in a camel's sack and wish away maladies.
And his wife, Quinn, was a medicine wife, because at the time you couldn't get a doctorate in that kind of shit.
Looks like, is that a 9 on the scoreboard there for the one team and a 22 for the Pistol
Shrimps? Two more points for the Shrimps, or was that the Glams?
That's the Glams. 22.
They switched sides.
22 to 11.
They got to change at halftime for fairness for the Sun.
So that everybody can see. Well, Matt, we got a little drawing sent to us here from, who is this? Randy Patrick, where we're wearing some uniforms.
Oh, I'd like those uniforms. Those are like the Moonraker.
Yeah, Matt sort of said Pistol Shrimps, and then he spoonerized it.
Shistel Primps?
And then he said Crystal Pimps.
Crystal Pimps?
During one episode last year, you knocked the phrase Crystal Pimps loose from my brain. Probably heard just one of you say it, but it conjured up a Pistol Shrimps male cheerleading squad and a need for adequate elaborate costuming. We might have to post that on the old Instagram account.
Yeah, you might as well.
Thanks for sending that out, Randy.
Thanks, Randy.
I like it. Matt has put his microphone down on the hotel bed as to be heard better or...
Just, it's more comfortable, but I thought I'd talk a little louder.
You don't want to just put that on a stand and have it next to you?
Nah, it's too soft to stay up. I'll pick it up. We're on the road to nowhere. What are the next lyrics?
Dabbity-doo.
Dabbity-doo?
Dabbity-doo, I think.
I don't think so. Oh, I got another email. What was that? I missed that one.
Yeah, I didn't see it either.
Damn. I'll check.
Are you going to check your email? Yeah.
Well, you're checking your email.
I'm looking at the pistolshrimpsradio@gmail.com account.
Are you?
Hello, my boogies. I often hear you talk about people binging Shrimps Radio when they first get into it. I thought you'd like to know I listened for about 18 hours straight.
Oh, my God. How do you do that?
When I walked 100 kilometers in 22 and a half hours.
Wait, is this person crazy in three ways?
I think you were the perfect amount of insane to get me through that insane endeavor. Thanks for everything you do. Love from Melbourne, Australia, Daniel.
But why was it a walkabout? Did he go on a walkabout?
I hope he did.
Or was he walking for a reason?
Yeah, he's going to work.
Oh my God. He works once a year, but it's 80,000 miles away.
He's a commuter. He gets $2 a day for not taking a car.
That's his job.
22-14 in favor of the Pistol Shrimps.
How can you see that?
I'm just... They haven't scored in a while, but they're going to score right here. Hum a Boogie with a bucket there. 24-14 in favor of the Pistol Shrimps. Hum a
Boogie
Shrimps.
With the bucket, Eliza.
You want to do Han Solo, a Star Wars story, spoilers?
Yeah.
Because that's a movie that doesn't exist.
Poor Gullet will know the truth.
I had a couple of problems with the movie. Yeah. Mainly when Han Solo used a lightsaber to pick his teeth.
Right. That wouldn't have worked.
Come on.
Yeah. I didn't like when he got in the shower with Jabba the Hutt.
One of the other problems I had, of course, was when Chewbacca worked at a Rubik's Cube factory for the weekend.
Exactly.
To raise money for his son's bake sale.
And when he went straight from the bake sale to Fantastic Sam's. And it turns out it was just a pretty okay Sam's. And they didn't even give him a haircut.
Yeah, they just sort of rubbed his fur around. Not a great part of the movie. I feel like that's Ron Howard's fault, you know, when he took over.
And then when Princess Layup shows up.
The basketball team from this league?
Princess Layup shows up.
Looks like the Pistol Shrimps got a rebound, maybe.
Pistol Shrimps looking good in their new uniforms.
Yeah, so. These are good-looking uniforms.
As far as we can tell.
How you feeling there, Sleepy?
Pretty sleepy feeling.
Nice rebound there from Hanma Boogie. Jesse Thomas has the ball. She's our point guard tonight.
Do you think Maria will come up to the phone? Hey, Steven, make sure Maria comes up to the phone at the end to give a captain recap.
Absolutely.
A captain recapted.
Absolutely, Matt.
Yeah.
Just going to give everyone a little report. Matt's laid the microphone down on the bed. He's now just sort of got his hand in the butt of his pants. Just doing a real sleep.
I had a neighbor named Jeff Carson. He used to laugh like that. Like Muttley.
Yeah.
But his brother's name was John Carson, and then we had a Steve Martin on our street, too.
Oh, yeah, I guess if your name was John Carson, you got to go with John, because Johnny Carson's too famous.
It's taken.
If your name was Michael Jackson, you go by Mike Jackson.
Yeah, or Chuck Manson.
You have to, right?
Yeah.
Charlie.
But
you can't
be
Charlie
Charles Mangione.
You can't be Charlie or Charles.
Yeah.
You have to go with Chuck,
Chaz.
Don't you?
You could be Chaz.
Who wants to do that?
Chaz Dean, the billboard that tells me every time. I do feel like Chaz Dean and I could be friends.
Can we get him on the podcast?
I would love it.
Chaz Dean, if you're out there, Hollywood hairdresser to the stars.
Well, we know he's out there.
If you're out there and you're looking to get...
No, he's out there. We know he's out there.
Okay, you are out there.
Yeah, thank you.
So come to us and come and call a basketball game with us.
Chaz Dean, please. Oh,
you
I got an email.
You could do Matt's hair, and you could also give me sort of a head shaving tips.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like I got it down pretty good.
You could give me some Ted shaving hips.
Come on down to Ted Shaven Hips Dodge.
Come on down to... Hi, I'm Ted Shaven Hips.
Well,
no, I'm Ted Shaven
Holy
Hips.
Shit.
Oh.
Were we swapped at birth, only there's a guy who has a different name than us?
Were we put in little yellow plastic cups and made to be in a magic trick?
Are you a Nuprin?
Are you a Motrin?
I'm Nuprin Shaven Hips.
And I'm Motrin Shaven Hips.
And we're ready to pump
you
up. 12:30 on the clock. It looks like 22 to 11. It might be 17.
There's no way to know.
Well, there is a way to know.
Get on a plane and go back to North Weddington.
We probably should leave right now.
We're here at the Gaylord Impractical Jokers Resort.
What a shit idea for a hotel. Just a practical joke hotel.
That's what this is with all those lamps you got.
That's the practical joke? That's is it my one. Room has a bunch of lamps in it?
I did it to you. Surprise.
All right.
There are two lamps. One floor lamp and one desk lamp that are touching in your room. It doesn't
I didn't
make,
do it. I just I came know, in the I'm room and saying, sat down.
It doesn't make any sense.
It might be 27 to 17 in favor of the Pistol Shrimps. Again, hard to tell what the score is. It's nobody's fault except Steve Jobs, Tim Cook, Jove, whatever that guy's name is. Who's the disowner? Who's the disowner?
Chaz Dean.
Matt, it's time for free throw scriptures.
And baby.
A famine had occurred.
Because the baby had eaten all the Zweibeck toasts.
One baby ate every piece of toast in the entire kingdom.
And Jesus put on a yard sale where he sold various sandals, robes, and old Apple IIe's.
Based on the money he made, they were able to buy a Monopoly game without a Baltic Avenue.
And he turned over the tables of the moneylenders, and then he got two turntables and a microphone and started doing Beck's album Sea Change from front to back and realized this don't work in a techno sense.
And he also realized that L. Ron Hubbard was giving him the stink eye.
And he also realized that M. Sron E. Hubbard was giving him the tink.
You just five. Moved the alphabet around out
that's,
loud.
That's my new thing.
Oh, it's new?
Yeah, patented. Can't use it.
I hope you get better at it.
Well, that's not the point. It's like code talking. Now that we're here in Washington, we're getting all in the CIA's business.
Do you think... So you think some espionage stuff is going to drop while we're here? Wouldn't that be incredible?
Well, that's what I'm saying. We go out to... Here's my vision, right? Let's see. We go out. We're at a, like, wood-paneled bar, and then Roger Stone walks in with Melania Trump.
And Amanda just almost scored.
Oh.
It's hard to tell, but I'm pretty sure that just happened. So you're saying some... Remind everybody who Roger Stone is, mostly
well,
me.
Well, he's an advisor, like troubled
was
advisor
he fired?
To Trump. He was fired. He says he quits, but he also worked for Nixon. He goes way back, and he's just
sure
a despicable human being.
Yeah.
Comical and fun, but despicable.
Banana.
What?
Banana.
What?
He's despicable?
Yeah.
Banana.
What?
All right, so they walk into some bar.
Despicable.
Me.
Why do you say banana?
Banana.
Aren't you glad I didn't say orange?
No, Matt, they say banana in the goddamn movie, Despicable Me.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
Oh, but you've seen Freaks and...
Geeks.
39 dessert disasters.
39 desserts. eat the heart of your tiramisu.
9 minutes left. It looks like it's going to be a Pistol Shrimps a lot of points and then a Space Glam not as many points.
Anyway.
So what happens
Roger
now?
Stone comes into some wood paneled bar with like Corey Lewandowski or Ty Cobb or Emmett Flood. And
the Watergate Hotel.
Yes.
Because that's the only bar we're going to.
That's right. But they kind of get heated and we're sitting next to him and he looks at me and goes, can I trust you? And I say, yeah. And he hands me some microfilm. You know what? Fuck it. Microfiche.
So that... I need to give this microfiche to a stranger? And then what's on the microfiche?
All the Trump-Putin letters. Handwritten letters.
It's just microfiche of handwritten letters.
All calligraphy, like quill dipped in ink letters that these two have been writing to each other.
Okay.
And then I go straight to Robert Mueller.
Mm-hmm.
And it's me, Mueller, James Comey, Rod Rosenstein, and Robert Woodward.
Okay.
Ben Bradley comes back from the grave.
Uh-huh.
Kay Graham.
Yeah, probably Kathy Griffin.
No.
She works for CNN.
I'm not going to CNN. That's not a venerable news source anymore. I'm talking like Washington Post or The Times.
Sure. Okay, and then what happens after that?
And then
Space Glam just
we
scored.
We bust this whole thing wide open.
It's 25 to 20?
but our names can't be revealed because we'll be killed.
What's your code name going to be?
Bibby.
That's a pretty good one.
What's your code name?
Larch.
Bibby and the Larch.
Thursdays on Morning Time Radio, but just once a week. We only do once a week radio.
That's
Bibby
right.
And the Larch.
Because every other day we're walking to work through Australia.
Is it 31 to 20 right now, Stephen?
It's 31 to 20 with 6 minutes and 50 seconds.
Okay, so Pistol Shrimp's doing good tonight. Looks like they're playing a lot of defense. There's arms up in the air. There's feet moving around. Right now, can't see a goddamn thing about what basketball's happening. Almost every player was out of the frame. Three-pointer there, looks like.
Barely in our frame.
Yeah, I'm trying to hide out in the lower right-hand corner of our FaceTime. Yeah. 6:30 left on the clock here. 31-23. Pistol Shrimps are ahead.
Do we have any packages to open?
No, we don't have any packages to open. We're not even in our home city.
You didn't bring a gift?
I didn't. I brought you some Snickers.
Well, but I had to ask for those.
No, you said I could go for a Snickers, and I said I happen to have some Snickers in my room, and then you said go get them.
We're having some fun now.
You want me to order you some room service?
Oh, no. I actually ate too many fancy fries.
So all you had is fancy fries, some cocktails.
And a short rib.
Oh, a short rib. How short was it? So bad you can't sit down sometimes. It'll never get old for me.
I know.
All right, Space Glam with the ball. They're going to move to camera left.
Hotel right. What temperature do you keep your room at?
Room temperature.
Fuck off, Mark. This has gone too far. I'm done with this. Oh, 2 points for the glaze spam.
Well, as a married man, you sort of make some compromises in your life, and one of them that I make in my house is that I don't really use the air conditioner, even though I want to, so when I go to a hotel, I just turn it all the way down. I'm Chilly Willy in this goddamn piece
of hotel. I'm Chilly Willy the Penguin. I think you and I probably like it cooler than our wives.
Yeah. Oh, we got a scrum going on at Center Court North Weddington. Looks like a fight.
Almost, huh?
It looks nasty on TV. Maybe it's not that bad in person.
Steven, was that serious or no?
We got an ump here.
A referee.
Yeah.
Wow, he's right up in the hello. We're calling the game from Washington, D.C.
Oh, yeah, okay. Who was that?
So these are two idiots.
Hey,
hey,
hi.
Hey,
how you doing?
Do you guys want to ask them any?
Yeah, was that a serious scrum they had there, or is everything okay?
Yeah, what, was that a serious scuffle, scrum?
No, loose ball.
Loose ball.
They were fighting to get possession, to gain.
Got
possession.
It, but there was no violence or anything like that, yeah.
Back had the possession.
Okay.
Excellent. No violence, though.
No violence.
Got it.
What's your name, sir?
What's your name, sir? Kevin.
Thank you, Kevin.
The ref.
All right.
That's maybe the most actual basketball information we've ever heard from a ref on Pistol Shrimp.
They're saying that's the most information they've gotten from... Yeah.
And we're on the other side of the country.
Yeah, ref
in,
Kevin.
Are you in Washington, D.C. right now?
Yes.
Yeah, there. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, what time is it there?
Almost midnight.
That's Ref Kevin. Kevin.
Yes, Kevin.
Steven doing some straight up Rupert stuff right there.
Ref and Kevin.
What? Oh, what if your parents named you Kevin Spacey?
Oh, man.
Would you have to go by Kev? Or would you have to go by like KW Spacey? Why would your parents name you after him?
Will you head over to Mujibur and Sarah Jules store?
Just get some tchotchkes. Will you go over and see how many Spider-Men we could fit in the Subway sandwich store?
And then when you run out of Spider-Men, go into a bad Easter costume.
Go ahead.
Easter costume.
Tonight's game brought to you by bad Easter costumes. Dress up like a scary man.
Santa Claus.
A shaved headed kid.
A cracked egg, but blood comes out.
Smurfette.
A chocolate egg, but dicks are in it.
A bloated woman waiting for the bus.
An Easter basket, but the sexual kind.
One of them sign twirling guys. Points for the pistol shrimps. That's 35-25. With about 4 minutes to go here. Bad Easter costumes. Go to their website. ChristmasTimesComin.org. How you doing, Matt? How you holding up?
Pretty good. I am looking forward to bed. We still got to put this up after.
Yeah, that's true. If it worked.
It worked.
I think it will work.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be stupid if it didn't work at this point? That'd be just dumb.
Yeah.
Folks, the Washington, D.C. weather is beautiful.
Yeah, not bad. I mean, everyone outside today, but...
Everyone was warning us that it'd be just crotch-swelteringly hot here.
I'm not kidding, though, because the Gaylord habitat and biodome is so large that...
They don't give you a reason to leave.
No.
Well, there's a 24, a today, but there's a 24/7 marketplace that has food and drink. Yeah, we didn't go to that place, but it's 24/7. This has really just become a...
travel log.
A travel log and an advertisement for the Gaylord National Aquarium, Terrarium, and Honorarium
Come
Society.
Come down to the Gaylord Society and the Straight Lady Primrose Path.
Hama Boogie just scored again. Pistol Shrimps are on the road to victory.
They're on the road to victory.
I knew you'd do that.
You got to apostrophize it.
Oh, that's my boogie.
You really got to do it.
Mark, how long we've been married?
16 minutes.
Over Tokyo, starring Burt Lancaster.
Shelley Long.
Shelley Short.
Lan Burtcaster. You ever play a Burtcaster? I like the neck action, but the body type is too weird.
And the pickups are kind of getting old.
Whole lot of feedback on that thing if you're not too careful.
What was that movie, Jesse, Tough Guys?
I'm Jesse the Politician Ventura. We got to get these guys out of Minnesota.
Hulk Hogan.
I mean Randy, I'm Randy the Savage Man Macho. I'm Macho the
Jesse
Randy
Thomas
Man
just scored.
Savage. That's it.
Ish.
Was that a super ego?
Macho the Randy Man Savage?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That still holds up.
Jesse Thomas will be
that
shooting
one's
free throws here.
Got another 2 years left.
The shelf life on that thing's like Thai milk.
And the youngest grandfather of the village dug a hole so that the water would well up, but it turned out to be fire ants, and they gave his nethers a trim.
Willow Lady the Meanderer had a lesson for the children based on her sack of marbles and a thing she saw down at the fountain.
And the High Priestess Muldooney got herself an anchor tattoo, and a bunch of villagers said, "What the fuck?"
Pistol Shrimps have 40 points, Matt. We missed a humdinger of a game tonight, except we didn't really miss it. We're watching it live here on
it's
using
more of
technology.
A dumb hanger.
Matt, you've said this in the past. I don't know if you've ever said it publicly, but everything we've done.
If I've never said it publicly, is there a reason?
I was just going to give Apple some props.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
I don't think this is possible without beautiful technology.
That's right. I remember when Steve Jobs died. In fact, you and me and Paul went to dinner that night, unrelatedly, but we did.
Yeah, we had a dinner set
because,
up.
Because all of our podcasting, everything, we wouldn't have met.
Tonight's episode is brought to you by FaceTime. Yeah. This whole thing's made possible by that technology. I just think we're in a great era.
I do too, Mark.
I'm announcing my candidacy for Slap Man of the Year.
And I'd like to be your running mate. As former comp goaler, I would comp soccer players' goals they didn't even earn.
26 seconds on the clock. The Pistol Shrimps are going to win tonight, baby. Just home stretch here, Matt. 15 seconds left.
You got it, baby.
Go for it.
Okay.
You want to get up? Matt is getting in the bed. He's tucking himself in, folks. Matt's sleeping in his clothes tonight here at the Gaylord National Resort and Hotel model. Game's over, Matt. They won 45-29. Steven, what's that scoreboard say?
We got 45-29. We won.
Pistol Shrimps win. 8-1 on the season here, folks. What an unbelievable effort. Let's look at Steven's
look
art
at this
here.
Board. Oh, we got Chewbacca. Chewbacca.
DJ Jesus down in the corner.
Oh, my God. What is
his sexual Easter basket? She gets some fancy fries.
These are so good.
We're pals. We're smooching.
Oh.
Well, that's what we're going to do later in this hotel room.
Oh, yeah, man.
And I put 29 palms throughout.
Oh, there's 29 palm trees.
Oh, my God.
I hit 20.
Oh, you got to get a good picture and some close-up details to put up. This is brilliant.
Yeah, that'll be great.
We should auction this off for celebrities.
Yeah. Oh, so George Clooney can buy another. Auction it off for some celebrities. Sure, let's see if Maria can.
Maria!
Maria!
I guess that just goes into his ears.
Yeah, you're just yelling at Steven. Matt, Shrimps are 8-1 on the season. We have one more game next week, and then that's going to be it for the Pistol Shrimp season.
Boy, where are we? I bet you we're at Pan Pacific.
We are at Pan Pacific Park, but I'm going to go ahead and take a look at where we actually are.
And what time we are as well. This is the first time I've podcasted from bed, I think.
We got a real Brian Wilson situation brewing here.
Lying in bed, just like Brian Wilson.
It is midnight, and there are children.
Can you see them?
Huh?
Oh, no. Guys, we're going to have a train of people coming up, I think, in a second.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, that's great.
Well, folks, if you want to come to the final game of the season, I don't believe we're going to have any makeup games on June 12th.
No?
No reason to do so.
No tournament?
We never missed
stoppers,
anybody.
Stoppers, tiebreakers?
It might be a tiebreaker, but the only scheduled game
what
remaining is...
What about a champion game, though?
June 5th, Hood to Hollywood, Pan Pacific North, 8 p.m., we'll find out who's got the big winner marbles.
The big winner marbles. That's next week, right?
Yep, that's next Tuesday. We'll be back from Washington, D.C. We'll be back. The Spelling Bee will have a champion for 2018. I'll probably watch American Made on the flight home. Then I'll watch 7/8 of Now You See Me, just like I did on the way here.
I'll probably watch Jumbo's Grossest Big Dessert Men.
Maria! Sorry, guys.
Got Steven yelling from
Do you know the song Maria from West Side Story?
I do.
Sing it.
Maria, I just met a girl named Maria.
I wouldn't want to be ya.
That's not in the song.
You got a different version.
Who wrote it?
Williams Hammerstein.
Sondheim.
I know.
Well,
William Shakespeare.
Do you think William Shakespeare wrote every play?
I know he did.
What's a play you think people should go check out, go look at?
Arcadia by Tom Stoppard. It's my favorite.
Go ahead and go check that out.
That's a good one to read. You can read that one just as well as watch it.
It's dated as hell, but I think everyone should go see Larry Shue's The Nerd.
Man.
I got a soft spot for it.
That was rampant in theater festivals.
I know. I saw it recently, too, and it doesn't hold up, but it is fun.
Oh, Steven's taking us to Maria. That's a good idea.
He's taking it to the streets.
Yeah. You don't know me, but I'm your brother.
No, you're my brother. I know you.
I got some over here.
Okay.
Oh, hi, Martin.
Hi, guys.
Hello. Big crowd tonight.
You want to say?
We got Ben.
Yeah, Ben has a question.
Go ahead, Ben.
Yeah, it's really late there. Okay.
It's almost midnight.
Oh, there's Maria's mother here.
Oh, hi.
Hi, Beth.
Put that in your ear.
Put that in your ear.
Hi, Beth.
Hi, Beth. Hi from Washington, D.C.
They're from Washington.
It's Washington, D.C., but say hello to Lincoln for me.
You got it.
Okay. Where's the
mic? That is the mic. All right, we got Maria coming up right now.
Okay.
Hi, Maria.
Maria. There she is.
We are going to give you this so you can hear them.
How was that game tonight,
Maria,
Captain?
We're in Washington, D.C. interviewing you live via satellite. How you doing tonight? How was the game?
Who's this?
Hello?
This is Matt and Mark. Pistol Shrimps Radio.
Pistol Shrimps Radio?
Yes, this is Maria.
Pistol Shrimps Radio.
Okay. Anybody?
Here comes Amanda Fun Buns Lund. Hi, Amanda. Can you hear us over there in North
Marty.
Weddington? Hi, Marty. Hi, guys. I can hear you okay.
How's your foot?
It's okay. I did.
Oh.
Doing a lot better now.
That's good.
What happened in that game? It was hard to see.
What happened during the game?
Yeah.
From start to finish.
Oh, well, not a lot for me. I sleep most of the time.
Well, you look good.
Okay, love you guys.
Love. Wait, what?
Wait, what?
She loves you.
We got Jesse Thomas.
Oh.
Hey, Jess.
It's really incredible.
It's pretty fun. That's a good question.
There was a weird Australian word about
Archichanga or
the
something?
Dream state between the living and the dead world.
Okay, here, Maria's back.
Okay.
Oh, she is, huh?
Hey guys, I was just told it's that bar.
How is the game tonight, Captain Blasucci?
In a word, it was inspiring. You know, we went out there as a team. We took the ball, we made a couple baskets, and then you know, at the end of the day, it was teamwork that.
Maria, any thoughts on the NBA championship? The table is set.
No.
Cleveland Cavaliers against Golden State Warriors for the fourth time. What do you think of that?
I think, you know, basketball is in old guys' blood. You know, at the end of the day, they're just playing the game, and, you know, and they're both getting out there. They both have leaders. They both have people that aren't leaders on the team. And they're going to go out there, and they're going to hopefully drive the play down the lane.
I heard 10% of that.
Yeah,
so.
But it sounded very sincere.
It did. It sounded very sincere, like you've sort of broken that sort of bad habit of just...
It was really coherent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
And like I said before, you know, it's just a game. All right, thanks so much, guys, and enjoy the Washington hockey, all right?
Thanks. Steven, thank you so much for making all this happen. We owe you a great debt.
Hey, don't thank me. Thank Steve Jobs.
That's right.
That's
well,
right.
All Stevens get our thanks tonight.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right.
If okay, your parents guys, named you Steve Jobs, you'd have to go by Steven, right?
I think you'd want to go right. by Steve Jobs. Maybe go
but
by
not that one.
Jobs.
Well, folks, that's it from the Gaylord National Hotel and Convention Center in Washington, D.C. We're not really in Washington, D.C., though. We're in National Harbor, Maryland.
That's right. And as we do every week, we're going to end with Mark tucking me into my bed.
Okay, Matt. I'm going to take Instagram Live of this.
Okay.
Let me just get that set up. If you follow the team on Instagram, you'll know that Matt likes to just hop in bed real quick at the end of the show. And he's already there.
I'm sure my dad is not happy that I'm still using the data plan, so I'm gonna.
Yeah, you can detach from us, Steven, if you want to.
Okay, detaching. See you guys next
Thank
week.
You, Steven.
Bye, Steven. Thank you.
Cable detached.
Well, that's it from North Weddington. We're still here in Washington, D.C. Matt's tucked in. I'm going to post this little photo. And Matt?
You haven't tucked me in.
It's hard because I'd...
Mark, I need you to tuck me in.
Uh-huh. I'm in the middle of something, honey, but then I'll get over there.
Okay.
Okay. I'm coming over. This cable is 2 inches long. Okay. Do you like a side tuck like that, or what kind of tuck are we talking?
Would you call someone to find out so I don't have to say?
You want me to call someone to find out? You don't have to say.
It should just be known. It's no good if I tell you.
Okay. Let's find out what people have to say. I'm just tucking you in here, pal. How have I doing?
Pretty good.
This good? I just dropped all the goddamn gear. We got to go.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.